Many years ago, a girl from my family's circle of friends was pregnant. Anne Marie was 18 or 19 and unmarried. It was not her first pregnancy. Word was that she'd had one, maybe two abortions. She was keeping this baby. Her very Catholic parents had nothing to do with her, and others thought that reasonable given how scandalous and shameful the whole situation was. One afternoon, there was a pile of baby clothes piled on our kitchen table, and I asked my mom what that was about. She said that Anne Marie was coming over to pick it up. She shook her head and said, "That kid, like any of us, my mom could occasionally judge by appearances and jump to conclusions, and she could out Catholic the most Catholic of Catholics." All she said about Anne Marie was, "I think she'll be a good mom." Joseph was presented with the situation that Mary was either an adulteress or the most blessed of women. He looked beyond appearances, beyond judgment, and beyond the law. He could have chosen to humiliate her or be humiliated himself. That would have deprived us of a Savior. He and Mary chose to let God be God, to let God have his way, opening themselves to a mystery beyond their understanding and control. Their trust and surrender allowed this never before imagined eruption of salvation into their lives and ours. Whenever appearances of either another situation or your own might lead to an effortless, obvious judgment, wait. Allow the deeper door to open. Don't underestimate or thwart the possibilities of what God can do, what God can make of others, what God can make of you. Allowing room for spirit and making a home for Jesus, make the glorious impossible possible.